because the time you are in is so unusual. Your path is a bit unusual as well. We are accustomed to a time when we choose our path, we take steps on our path, and we are accustomed to feeling secure in that and seeing our path move or develop in the way that we normally do. But because the time itself is so uncertain, and because there is so much energy in the world that is not peaceful, then our path seems, even when we are holding, our path is impacted to some degree. We want to talk about a couple of the ways that your path may be impacted so you can look out for it. Because of the uncertainty, you may be reluctant to make decisions, which sounds odd because you are very decisive people. But when the world itself is so fractured and uneven, you may worry now about making the perfect decision. And we want to alert you to the danger of that, because no matter what the world is like, there is not a perfect decision. And this kind of world we live in makes us fearful. And when we are fearful, one of the things we are fearful to do often is to make a decision. What if it is the wrong one? And you know this old fear, don't you, from a long time ago? We are fearful to move something forward because we might not be doing it perfectly. This is your reminder that there is not a perfect way to move your path forward, and that when you make a decision, you must put the fear down, because whether the decision is the good one or the not so good one, we will support you in making another decision if you need to do that. Now, this happens in all kinds of areas. There are people, not among you, but there are people that we are seeing now who are uncertain about the clothing they wear when they get up. They spend a great deal of time trying to find the perfect clothing. For your information, there is not perfect clothing any more than there are perfect decisions. We are now having to look at things where the elements of the decision are not all that they should be. And again, when it is off enough, we make the decision not to proceed with something. But when you are in this kind of period, very often you have to make a decision knowing that it is imperfect, and that for many reasons, the world you are living in is operating imperfectly. Now, this is not unusual for a turbulent world. And in other cultures, this would be the time when the people in the culture are searching for signs. They are searching for some kind of omen to tell them that their decision is right or wrong. Just so that you know, that has never worked, never been successful. That has never been a good way to operate. But when you find that you are pulling back from moving forward because you are not sure of the perfection of something, this is a time when you get your best information and then make a decision. Because the world itself is not moving in a smooth forward way, in the way that it was before. It also is a time to work on your fear of making an imperfect decision. This is a time of imperfect decisions. It is inevitable because of the way the ground is rolling. So we want you not to be afraid. We want you to say, I have decided this. It may be a good thing, it may not be a good thing. If it is not a good thing, I will make another decision. This is the part that so often women forget about because we have not been given the right to our own power and to our own birthright. There is nothing wrong with making a decision that does not go well because you can make another decision and the mother will support you. So all of the time that you spend upsetting yourself because you do not see the perfect decision, please put a stop to that, because these things that are turning are not immediately going to stop. We are interested to see that all across your country, there are huge protests for what is going on. And it says a great deal about the American spirit that is happening. So that energy in itself is a power. We cannot tell you exactly how that is going to work out, but we can tell you that there is sufficient force in the light to change what is happening. So we want you to know that the light is ahead, and if you are not afraid, you will be able to move toward it. And if you are afraid, you must find a way to remove your fear about that and move forward one step at a time with as little worry as possible. In the times that we are in now, worry is not your friend. We, particularly among women, there is an idea that if you go over and over and over it in your head, you will come up with a better idea. That turns out not to be true. We certainly look at the things we are looking at, and then here's the practice for the release. It's like, I do not know if this decision is going to work out well or not, but I am making the decision with the knowledge that if it does not work out well, I will make another decision. So this is a time that requires courage in movement. So what you are thinking about, what you are thinking about doing and the way you want to do it, that is all up in arms at once. And so it is a very advanced spiritual study to know about things, but not to give the fear of those things too much importance. And once again, we are seeing this in small things. There are people who are worried about the way they should drive to work. And it is a city. No matter which way you drive to work, there's going to be some sort of complication. And if you only think about the perfect way to drive to work, you will not get to work. So this is a time that forces a different way of moving. Now, for yourself and who you are and what you are becoming, we want you to understand that the right step is not the step that is going to make everything all right. It is the thing that is going to center and calm you so that you are able to choose and release. Choose and release. That is what is going on now in your personal world. This is not a wonderful time for saying, I will pick a new direction in my life. And the reason for that is that the ground is not steady. So you are making that decision while the ground underneath you is uncertain. and the energy around you is uncertain, this is the time to love who you are, to meditate when you can, and know that the safest position in the world is always when you are in connection to the universe and its power, because it can move beyond things that make sense or do not make sense. It can work for you in many ways, but there are some things that you must simply say, I will decide, and then I will let go of the outcome. And for those of you who, and that would be all of you, who have been told that all your decisions must be perfect, that is a very difficult one, to make the decision and then put it down. Put down the outcome. You are all doing such brave work now, and we love you and appreciate you for it. But we want you to remember that sometimes you must change, what do you call it? Oh yes, change your MO, your method of operation. It is going to have to be adjusted in order to get things to move. And the world is moving around you in all directions. So the road in front of you, you make your decision, you release, the universe will send you what you need. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. The time you are in, as you know, is very challenging. It is difficult to move forward in a time when times are so uncertain. And we do understand that. And yet, the way you stay on your path is by doing the thing that needs to be done or that you want to be done. And there is that thing that is human nature where you say to yourself, I will wait until the floor is more even or the energy is more clear. We cannot recommend that now because we are in the midst of a very troubling cycle, which is going to be troubling for a while. So when you find yourself pulling back from making a decision, remember that your path continues. And what is needed on your path for your growth and for good things, all of those things are important. We would like to remind you, in case you have forgotten, about decisions and that there are no perfect decisions. And that is one of the thoughts that will sometimes prevent you from moving forward. You make a decision with your best information, and then the universe will help you if that decision needs to be changed or something needs to be rebalanced. The universe is there for you in that way. But be careful that you are not holding back from making the decisions that move your life forward. Now, in that same vein, you also do not have the emotional comfort of feeling like making the right decision, because given the world you live in, it is far too chaotic to feel like doing the right thing. You must simply do the right thing. And this is a time when your emotions do not need to be driving the train, even though we certainly see how that could happen. This is the time to let your brain and your thoughts and your vision, and to some degree your heart, need to be driving the train. So when you remember this in these times, you are remembering a good thing, that your path goes on and everything you do to move your path is a good thing. because it is moving you closer to the light. Now, in terms of the world, we understand what you are seeing and hearing, and we want to remind you that things that are totally out of touch with the universe, when there are strong people opposing those things, as there are here, then they will go down. And you do not have to focus on that, because there is an expression, we cannot remember which language it is, but the expression is, evil eats itself. And that is partly what you are going to see more of. You're seeing some of it, but there is a lot of that going on. So you can put that aside and say, that is happening over there. This is my path. What do I want to create? What do I want to make better? How do I want to be expressive in a world so that I can bring more light and I can bring more beauty? And that is where you need your focus to be. And the rest of it, there are other things, other principles going on there that you do not need to bother yourself with. So to the extent that you can relax knowing that, please do. But we do understand the kind of tension that you are feeling. So begin to breathe easily and deeply. And feel a rain falling all around you, a rain that washes away matters that are working themselves out that you do not need to worry about. Let them fall away from you. Let the world fall away from you. And remember that there is nothing more powerful than the universe, and that whatever damage has been done, we are going to put it back together again. Not in the same way, but ultimately in a better way. So let that rain wash away your concerns, your worries. Let them all go. Choose your own path. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come into your body and wash each chakra so it is clear of fear, anxiety, upset. Let that cleansing from the earth come up, come through you, come out through your crown, and feel each of your centers free and bright and alive, as you are free and bright and alive. And feel your energy come up through your body and begin to rise in this clean, clear place you have created. So your energy moves up and it moves out through the crown and into the night sky. In the bigger picture of all that is. And find a light path in the sky and walk on that light path till you come to a place where there are gates that open for you. And now you are entering your path. And leave everything else behind. And you are protected. And the air is full of blessing. Breathe it in as you move upward. Feel how light you are becoming. And feel that you are walking through an area that is gratitude. And breathe that gratitude in for all the blessings on your path in your life from the universe. And as you move higher, come to a place where your teacher waits for you. And take this time to be with your teacher. Now know that your teacher has a gift for you. Resting your mind, know the gift. Now thank your teacher for being here with you and feel the kinship of this teacher who walks with you every day, speaks to you, protects you. And step into the night sky, free and easy, and move wherever you wish to move, being aware of the perfect balance of the universe and that you are a part of that balance. Thank you. receive the teacher's blessing and give the teacher your blessing. And when you have experienced the freedom of the night sky, come back to the path and walk down the path, breathing in the blessings. Come back into your heart center. Begin to breathe into the center to balance and to ground. And feel yourself in the energy above your circle. And in this place, find a gift, a message for those who sit with you. Breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.